You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
A very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Tuesday, the 22nd of August. Great to be with you this morning. As I say, great to be with you any morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And let's get started, shall we, with somebody who has a birthday on the 22nd of August, or they would have done if they were still here, because Paul Gottlieb Nipkow was born on this day in the year 1860. Now, he was a German technician and inventor who conceived the idea of using a spiral perforated disc known as a Nipkow disc to divide a picture into a mosaic of points and lines. John Logie Baird was the first inventor to use Nipkow's disc, creating the first TV pictures in his laboratory, and that was back in 1925.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. Five, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Maybe I just want to fly. What a liberal want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe all the same as me. We see things how never see. You and I don't know if we're all the same. I said maybe I don't really want to know.
we are going back to the beginning with Oasis, and that is Live Forever. And that was written by Noel Gallagher, and the song was released as the third single, and that was off of their debut album called Definitely Maybe in 1994. The single that was released on the 8th of August. Just prior to the album's release, Gallagher wrote the song back in 1991 before he joined Oasis. And it was inspired by the Rolling Stones' Shine a Light. And it was also the song that was the first Oasis single to enter the top 10 in the United Kingdom and garnered critical acclaim. Is wet, 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 and love is all around. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 11 minutes, just after 11 minutes after the 7 o'clock on this morning's show. And what do we got for you today? Well, believe it or not, it's like yesterday. Yesterday was a Music Monday. well, today. It's a Music Tuesday. No guests this morning. Just you, me and the music, and Yasmin and Ingrid. Indeed, Love Shack from the B-52s, and that's going back to June of 1989. I remember it came off of their album, which was called Cosmic Thing, and tell you what, that is, let's just say it real quick. Let's just say a very good morning to Paul, Paul Dixon over there in South London, UK. Mary Lou, good morning to you. Also, Renee, the saga continues. We'll be back about that a little bit. Ed, good morning to you. Ed Versailles is with us also this morning here on our WhatsApp. You want to join us on WhatsApp? It's easy. 677-18822. 677-18822. Always lovely to hear from you. All right. Well, it is time. I better stop talking, otherwise you're going to be late. It's time to do this, get you in the shower for this Tuesday morning. If you've just joined us, it is the 22nd of August. And what have we got for you? Ah, Billy Ocean. Love really hurts without you. Or without the breakfast show. Or definitely without coffee. There we go, Mr. Billy Ocean, and Love Really Hurts Without You. Rochelle's song is quite a short one, isn't it? About 3 minutes this morning. Right, out you get, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. And let me see, what have we got lined up with? As I mentioned, no guests this morning, so it's just you, me, Yasmin, Ingrid, and the music. And, well, we'll see if we can have a little rummage around the internet to find some interesting stories for you. Don't forget some international news headlines at the bottom of the hour, some business news, international business news. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll look at the local news. And, say, we'll take a look at the internet, see if we can find any antidepressants for you. 20 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock. This is Blondie. One way or another.
One way or another, I'm gonna meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you. One.
Going to get you one way or another from Blondie. Time-wise, we are 23 and a half minutes right now after 7 o'clock. If you keep an eye on the time. I tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Ed at Versailles. He was quick off the mark this morning. Good morning to you, Ed. And he says, greetings, everybody. Wishing you all a great Tuesday. So this morning, I'd like to request by Def Leppard, Hysteria. That just about sums us up, really, doesn't it?
Thank you.
There we go, going out to it this morning. That's the Def Leppard. Hysteria. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to the bottom of the hour, so it's about time for us to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you with some of the international news and international business headlines for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
El Albrook Car Service Express.
En la carretera panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, it is indeed. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our look for this morning, some of the international news headlines and also some of the international business news as well. So let's take a look, shall we? Japan said on Tuesday that it is going to start releasing into the sea more than 1 million metric tons of treated radioactive water. This is from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant. On August the 24th, now it's going ahead with a plan heavily criticized by China. The plan, approved 2 years ago by the Japanese government as crucial to decommissioning the plant operated by Tokyo Electric Power Company, has also faced criticism from local fishing groups as well, fearing reputational damage. Real estate mogul Soretta Thavasinin won the backing of Thailand's parliament on Tuesday to become prime minister, paving the way to a new coalition government and an end to weeks of uncertainty and political stalemate. Soretta has been thrust into the spotlight just a few months ago by the populist Pheu Thai Party and securing the support of more than half of the legislature on a day when the party's billionaire figurehead, Takeshin Shinawatra, made a historic homecoming after years as a fugitive in self-imposed exile. Seven students and one teacher are trapped in a cable car dangling 274 metres, that's about 900 feet, above a ravine in Pakistan after a line snapped with an extremely risky helicopter rescue mission being hampered by high winds, said officials on Tuesday. The children, who have been stranded since 7 a.m. time, that was 2 o'clock GMT time, they were using the gondola to get to school in the mountainous area of Batagram, about 200 kilometres north of Islamabad, said the officials. India's space agency on Monday released images its spacecraft took of the far side of the moon as it headed for an attempted landing on the lunar South Pole, just days after the failure of a Russian lander. The Indian Space Research Organization's Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft had been in a race with Russia to be the first to land on the lunar South Pole, a region whose shadowed craters are thought to contain water ice that could support a future moon settlement. Ukraine said on Tuesday its troops had entered the strategic southeastern village of Robotyne, a potentially significant advance in its counteroffensive against Russian forces. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maliar said on the Telegram messaging app that Ukraine soldiers were organizing the evacuation of civilians after entering Robotyne, but were still coming under fire from Russian forces. Our soldiers are in the village, Robotyne. General Oleksiy Tarnavsky, commander of Ukrainian forces in the south, wrote on Telegram under a picture of soldier in a tank. Now, Donald Trump plans to skip the Republican Party's first primary debate, citing his front-runner status for the 2024 presidential nomination, and will instead, according to media reports, do a taped interview with former Fox host, news host, that's Tucker Carlson. The debate will be held on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel on Sunday told Fox News, which is hosting the event in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that seven candidates had qualified, with several others on the cusp. S&P Global cut its credit ratings and outlook on multiple U.S. regional banks on Monday, saying higher funding costs and troubles in the commercial real estate sector would likely test their credit strength. A sharp rise in interest rates by the U.S. Federal Reserve is fueling liquidity concerns as costs tied for funding deposits surge, the S&P said in a summarized note. The agency cut its ratings on Associated Bank Corp, the Valley National Bank Corp, on funding risks and higher reliance on brokered deposits, while UMB Financial Corp, Commercial Bank, and Key Corp were downgraded on large deposits outflows and prevailing higher interest rates. And U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will travel to China next week for meetings with senior Chinese government officials and U.S. Treasury and U.S. business leaders, the department said on Tuesday. Last month, Raimondo vowed to go forward with the visit despite the reported Chinese hacking of her department's emails. Raimondo looks forward to constructive discussions during the visit to Beijing and Shanghai from the 27th of August to the 30th, the department said in a statement. China fined the U.S. Firm Minsk Group about $1.5 million for doing unapproved statistical work, said a Beijing Municipal Bureau of Statistics notice after a raid of its Beijing office sparked worries about China's openness to foreign investment. The Beijing Bureau of Statistics said in a ruling dated the 5th of July, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, that the firm had carried out foreign-related statistical investigations without seeking and obtaining approvals. The dollar, that eased from recent 10-week peaks on Tuesday as global risk appetite recovered after being hurt by a jump in U.S. government bond yields and a weakening Chinese economy. Rising U.S. Treasury yields with the benchmark 10-year yields hitting 16-year highs on Tuesday and unease over China have boosted the dollar this month. What we're seeing is a bit of a pause, said Fiona Cincotta, senior markets analyst at Citi Index in London. We've had a strong rally in the dollar and there is a cautiously optimistic mood today. European shares rose on Tuesday, driven by technology stocks and chip makers tracking an overnight Wall Street rally ahead of Nvidia's earnings, while Ubisoft jumped after Activision sold its non-European streaming rights to the French company. The pan-European Stoxx 600 added 0.9%, tracking at a 1% gain in the tech-heavy Nasdaq. The technology sector gained 2% as chip stocks rallied on optimism surrounding the world's most valuable chip maker, Nvidia, ahead of its quarterly results on Wednesday. Oil prices, they were little changed on Tuesday as investors remained downbeat on China's economic malaise, hobbling demand from the world's top crude importer, limiting the impact of supply cuts. Brent crude, it was down 29 cents at $84.17 a barrel. That was by 10:14 Greenwich Mean Time. While the more active U.S. West Texas Intermediate October contract, that slipped 22 cents to $79.90 a barrel. The front month WTI contract that expires shortly was down 4 cents at $80.68 a barrel on a very limited volume of trades. There we go. That's it. Some of the international news headlines and some of the business headlines for this morning. Time-wise, that has brought us to 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
With Jerry D.
But it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing. It's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. Gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk.
Billy Paul and me and Mrs. Jones. There's a classic for you. And before that, there was a gentleman called Michel Pagliaro. And what the hell I got is what it was called. That came from about 1975, if I remember rightly. The time is 12 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I tell you what, let's find out. Because it's really becoming quite a saga. Now, you remember... yesterday we had quite a lengthy message from Renee over there in Athens in Greece. So we put a follow on for today, and I thought you'd probably quite enjoy this. Good morning. Well, the heat is still on. Now you remember they had no AC at home, and the guy came out, they couldn't come out over the weekend, so they boiled at home over the weekend, this is Renee and Rick, and the air conditioning people came out while she was, chatting back and forth to us yesterday on air. The air conditioning people came out and said, nah, we can't fix that, they can't do it for about a week. So, they arranged to go to a hotel, so the story continues. Good morning. Well, the heat is still on and no AC. We had a dinner date last night with some friends that Rick worked with when we lived in Abu Dhabi. And by the time we got to the hotel, it was 11:30 p.m., only to discover that the hotel room was hot. The AC was terrible. Another rough night. I spoke with the hotel manager today and they moved us to a better room that doesn't get hit with direct sunlight. Yes, probably sent them to another hotel. Sitting here now typing this and our power just went out. I'm at the house hanging out with the dogs who are now both sick with kennel cough. Good Lord. Can you pile on any more problems? Well, we're not. It's nothing to do with us. I mean, we live in Panama. We don't have those kind of problems. Well, not all the time. I'm trying to remain calm and positive. Well, so am I. I'll laugh at this one day. Well, you might. We're laughing at it now. And we don't waste any time. You ask if we could play. We've had an Oasis track this morning. You asked if we could play Wonderwall for you. Well, seeing as you're having such a rough time over there, and we're having such a good time over here, of course I can. Wonderwall. Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Go, yes, Oasis and a Wonderwall for Renee this morning. Says I'm lying on the couch with an ice pack and a big jug of cold water. This is just too much all at once. So I will laugh. No crying today. There you are, that's what I like to hear. You sent me a little gift thing, or a little notice thing here. It says that that which does not kill us makes us stronger. And it's funny, that immediately reminded me of a great record by Kelly Clarkson. It's called Stronger. And the reason I sort of liked it so much was because I saw like a where they mimed in a hospital, and it was a whole range of cancer patients, and they were running around in the ward singing this, carrying around with them their drips, you know, the things that give you a drip in the arm. And this song was playing, and it's so very true. And it just happened to be at the time when I was sort of having treatment as well for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And here it is. So you reminded me of this, so I thought this is a good opportunity to play it today. Kelly Clarkson, Stronger.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Trust me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely.
that. That's Kelly Clarkson and it's called Stronger. And we're just about a minute and a half away from the top of the hour. Just to remind you what we're going to be doing this morning. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid probably in around about 20, 25 minutes time for our everyday story of country folk back there in Elvira. They were travelling back, I think, from the beaches yesterday. So we'll check in and see what's happening with Ingrid. And also we will take a look and see what we can find to cheer you up, because we got the news in a minute. You're going to need cheering up. The local news. And also we'll check in with Yasmin and see what she's got lined up for today. And also, seeing as it's a Music Tuesday, we'll take a look and see if we can find anybody in the world of music that's been was born on this day, 22nd of August. All right, that's what it is. If you just joined us, it's incredible, isn't it? Yes, sort of two-thirds of the way through the month. Right, that's it then. We'll go and have a look and see what's happening.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valet Motors.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
so far away from me. I'm tired of making out on the telephone, 'cause it's so far away from me. So far away from me. So far I just can't see. So far away.
That is Dire Straits, of course. Can't mistake that, can you? Mr. Knopfler there, taking the lead, of course. Dire Straits and So Far Away. Time on The Breakfast Show? I'll tell you what.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Jerry D. The reason I sort of thought I'd throw that one in this morning, because all that sounds rather nice, doesn't it? Sort of sausages and potatoes and all your nice greasy food. However, because today is the birthday of Maximilian Bircher Benner. who was born in 1867. He was a Swiss physician and a pioneer in nutritional research at his sanatorium in Zurich. A balanced diet of raw vegetables and fruit was used as a means to heal patients, and he's best known for the invention of the muesli. Yes, although his version differs significantly from what is known today as muesli. So, there we go. Yes, I just thought we'd get that in. Muesli, it's nice, isn't it? Yes, the sort of thing you give your parrot or a donkey. But it's good for you, apparently. We like good for you, don't we? 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, this is Genesis, an Invisible Touch. After this, I think we're going to see what's happening in our everyday story of country folk. Yes, with Ingrid.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Well, we are back in El Valle, and what a night. Good old-fashioned rain. It came down like such a beautiful little rainstorm. And it's not little because it lasted a long time. It was almost feels like you're taking a shower in the rain. It was a beautiful sound, a great way to lull yourself to sleep. And we did something I haven't done in a really long time. We played some cards, some very simple card game called 65, and we played it instead of with dimes, we played with toothpicks. Because nobody's got any money. It was a lot of fun, though. We did enjoy ourselves. Well, Chelsea's glad to be back in her yard. She didn't get the bath she's supposed to get. She did get her feet all washed up. She's getting a bath later on today. I cannot stand to have that girl dirty. And it's hard to keep her clean with all this mud and all this, with all the rain last night. So hopefully we'll get her cleaned up and get her, you know, shampooed and have a nice set. The cowgirl gave me a haircut last night, so I'm excited about that. I'm still not sure what it looks like in the mirror because it was dark, so I have to wait till today to see what my hair looks like. It's going to be it looks like it's overcast right now, but I think that too shall pass. We have a mural being painted on my wall this morning. The Canuck is an artist. What a fabulous artist. So I asked if she would paint a toucan on my wall because my dear friend Miss Frances, she has a painting that I absolutely, absolutely adore, and I asked if my friend here, the Canuck, could paint it on my wall, so I'm going to have a mural on the wall. There's a lot of them around here if you look around in El Valle. A lot of people paint murals when they don't know what to do with a big piece of cement. All right, well, tomorrow is Wednesday. Woo, Humpty Hump Day, yum, yum, yum. All right, I got to get going, got to get moving, got to get things going and get working. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. Did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, to how you suffered for your sanity, to how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Sort of fitted in quite well then. Don McLean, and Vincent, and that was at that era. I believe one of the greatest eras for some ballads was the early 70s, 70 to, you know, 70, 72, 71, 72, 73. That one, 1972, when Don McLean paid that tribute to Vincent van Gogh, and it's often erroneously titled after its line, opening refrain, Starry Starry Night, a reference to Van Gogh's 1889 painting, The Starry Night. And Don McLean wrote the lyrics in 1971. This was after he read a book about the life of Van Gogh, and it was released on McLean's 1971 album, American Pie. Remember that song as well? Brilliant. Right, I tell you what, let's say good morning to Paul over there in South London in the United Kingdom. Paul and Maria, good morning to you. Paul, so last week gave us train stations. This week he's decided to give us airport songs, British airport songs. Anyway, apart from that, he sent me a link here because they just had the Edinburgh Festival. This is the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And a comedian, Laura Rose Treen, was voted the winner. This is the best, the funniest gag, the funniest joke. And, well, let's see what you think. She says, I started dating a zookeeper, but it turned out he was a cheater. Yeah, there we go. Not bad. There's some of the others here. Some of them you wouldn't get because they're very sort of English related, but things like the most British thing I've ever heard, a lady who said, well, I'm sorry, but I don't apologise. Yeah, that's pretty good. Last year I had a great joke about inflation, but it's hardly worth it now. Another one, when a woman gossips, we call it bitchy, but when a man does it, it's called podcast. Now that one I quite like. Anyway, thanks for thank you for those, Paul. He goes on to say here, Paul says, could you please play Cats UK Luton Airport and Ben Earl's Goodbye Gatwick, please? Okay, these are sort of airport songs. So we've got two in a row, starting off with Cats UK at Luton Airport.
Should have been there, he said he was on the way. I thought if he don't hurry up, I'll miss me holiday. Finally he turned up and I told him na 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 na. Then to my surprise he said, push off, you can walk. I had to show a bit of leg, cause time was running out. Then he even stopped and said, hop in, I can take you out. Luton Airport. Checked into the hotel, you must have been 4-star. All those golly geezers in white suits were looking round the bar. I settled in quite nicely, the sound was really strong. And there they were, all pulling birds, and I thought it wasn't long. And sure enough, he turns up, thinking he's got gifts. You won't believe it, he's the bloke who offered me a lift to Luton Airport.
Luton Airport. Who are you? Luton Airport. Who are you? Luton Airport. Who are you?
Paradise was half as nice. That's Cat UK and Luke.
In a town that never changes, a tourist on their own streets, waiting round on the same strangers that we all annually meet. Ever changing where we belong, dependent on where we go. Moonlit sky, goodbye Gatwick, hello. In a town that never changes, with a sky that flips the coin, are we looking from the outside and on a line we're scared to join? They say that right before you die your light flashes before your eyes. I'm just wondering what I'll be, where I'll be, who I'll remember from the day I meet them, whose faces are only for the days I see them. I live where my life is, with its fate, if I'm living or doing what's right in life. But isn't that a conundrum of paradoxical quality? What it means, what I'll be. I'm on a path of my choice, I'm here on my own damn terms. I'm here to live out my life, trying not to let it burn. I strike a match for the spark, I keep it under control. But this fire is something new, and it's pretty damn able. Never changes, a tourist on their own streets, waiting round on the same strangers that we all annually meet. Ever changing where we belong, dependent on where we go. Moonlit sky, goodbye Gatwick, hello. In a town that never changes, same in cities with different names, I suppose I'm left to question which of these places is my place. I make my own morning skies. Goodbye, Gatwick. Hello, home.
Well, there we are. Yes, two suggestions from Paul there. We had Cats, UK, and that was all about. It wasn't Gatwick, was it? I've sort of lost my. I've taken it off my playlist. Yeah, here it is. It was Luton Airport by Cats UK. Right, let's also say a very good morning to, we've got to Felipe. He dropped us at a line just now. And he said, good morning, dear Jerry. Greetings for the team. I wonder if you could indulge the audience playing a tango called Cambalache by Julio Iglesias. And could you dedicate it to the cronies? The cronies of Parlison.
Que el mundo fue y será una porquería, ya lo sé, en el 506 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros maquiavelos y estafados, contentos y amargados, varones y doble, pero que el siglo XX es un despliegue de maldad insolente, ya no hay quien lo niegue. Vivimos revolcados en un merengue y en el mismo lodo, todos manoseados. Hoy resulta que es lo mismo ser derecho que traidor, ignorante, sabio, chorro, generoso, estafador, todo es igual, nada es mejor, lo mismo un burro que un gran profesor, no hay aplazados ni escalafón, los inmorales nos han igualado, si uno vive en la impostura y otro roba en su ambición, da lo mismo que se acude. Colchonero de bastos, cara duro, polizón,
Qué falta de respeto, qué atropello a la razón. Cualquiera es un señor, cualquiera es un ladrón. Mezclado con Stravinsky, va Don Bosco y la Miñón, Don Chicho y Napoleón, Carnera y San Martín. Igual que la vidriera irrespetuosa de los Cambachi, se ha mezclado la vida y herida por un sable sin remache, ve llorar la Biblia contra un calefón. Siglo XX, Cambalache, problemático y febril. El que no llora no mama, y el que no afana es un gil. Dale no más, dale que va, que allá en el horno nos vamos a encontrar. No pienses más, siéntate a un lado, que a nadie importa si naciste honrado. Es lo mismo el que labura noche y día como un buey, que el que vive de los otros, que el que mata, que el que cura, está fuera de la ley.
I do like that. That comes from Aha and is called Objects in the Mirror. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 14 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. By the way, that reference to Parlison from Felipe. I just happened to be sort of looking here. Guess what? Parlison has accepted China as a permanent observer. I mean, that's one organisation. I told you yesterday, I got a little note here, that we should start our own little organisation, which, you know, everybody can join. But you've got to, of course, be approved. You've got to be put on the list. And we're going to call it, POFAG is what we're going to call it. POFAG is what it's called. And it's going to be the People's Organisation for Avoiding Justice. So if you want to join that... And, we'll see if we can save you. But no, I mean, it's, there's a group that I saw yesterday. They went to actually try and demand that Panama leaves Parlison. Just like, was it Ricardo Martinelli when he was running for election said that we were going to leave? Good morning to Rowena, Rowena and Phil there in Denver in Colorado. Rowena says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and your many listeners. Love the London Airport songs, Paul. Yeah, Paul, you're a fan there. Could you please play Cruising by Smokey Robinson? She says that we're leaving Thursday for a cruise that starts in Athens and ends in Istanbul. And then we'll spend 4 nights in Istanbul. I've been trying to get to Istanbul since it was taken off our cruise itinerary in 2004. You know what? That's one place that the good lady and myself would like to visit, Istanbul. That sounds a great, great vacation. Tell us what you think of it when you get back. It's our fourth try. This is it. Thank you, Rowena and Phil. Well, yeah, enjoy Istanbul. It looks like a magical place, actually. Right, then you asked if we could play Smokey Robinson, Cruising. there you go. Well, I tell you what, you have an absolutely wonderful cruise, Lorraine and Phil, and a little bit of advice for you. Renee, she just said here, she said, be prepared, Rowena and Phil. Athens is very hot right now. So, yeah. Well, they'll be all right once they're on the ship. They're going to be travelling air-conditioned once they get on the ship. So, that sounds like a wonderful trip. You have a great time. Do let us know how you get on when you go back, Rowena and Phil there. Right, let me see. Music. Let's go back in time. Who remembers Donovan? Jennifer. Juniper.
Jennifer, Juniper lives up on the hill. Jennifer, Juniper sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Juniper, rise a dappled hill. Jennifer, Juniper, lilacs in her hair. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you do with Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you. Jennifer, Juniper, Jennifer, Juniper, longs for what she has. Do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. Would you love her? Yes, I would, sir. What you do with Jennifer, my love?
Jennifer, Juniper, Jennifer, Juniper.
There we go, yes, Donovan and Jennifer Juniper. And it was, it comes from Scotland, by the way, but that's okay. It was released back in 1968, peaked at number 5 on the UK singles chart, and number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100 as well. All music journalist Matthew Greenwald noted that capturing all of the innocence of the era perfectly, it's one of his finest singles. I was there in 68, I remember playing that then, playing it again now. And I don't remember the innocence bit. The track was written about Jenny Boyd, sister of Patty Boyd, shortly before they went with the Beatles to Rishikesh, and she married Mick Fleetwood and was at one time the sister-in-law of George Harrison and later Eric Clapton. In other words, she got around a bit, didn't she, really? By the way, talking Mick Fleetwood, I was watching him on TV because with this terrible fire in Maui, of course, he had Fleetwood's, which was the famous beach bar there in Maui. And it was completely, completely destroyed. But knowing Mick Fleetwood, he'll be building the whole thing up again, which would be all rather nice and something that they need. The clock chiming. This is a group. They're called the Motels. And the song? Punchline.
I see your face and know
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Texas.
Started off those two with the Delphonics and I Told You So. Following on, that's Fleetwood Mac, of course, one of the best instrumentals of all time, Albatross. And it's a very good morning to the world of Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a quiet Tuesday, really. No guests this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got guests tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Well, we've got Andreas.
Mm-hmm. And Audubon.
And Audubon, yes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so interesting day tomorrow.
Yeah, I just realized I sent the email to me, not to you.
Right.
So now it's going to you.
So now it's going, yeah, okay, yes. It's been a long day, hasn't it? Yes, really. It's and it's only, 21 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, I am still waiting expectedly, because anyway, how was you? Because yesterday was you were sort of working with your foundation work,
mm-hmm.
and other than that, anything exciting happened?
No, I just did exercise, and that's all.
Why?
Because I need it.
Well, so do I, but I don't do it. and what about today?
Today, the same. It's going to be the same. I just have to drive Ian to his practices.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. yeah. How old is Ian now?
16.
Okay, so he can't have a car yet.
17.
At 17 you can mm-hmm. have a car. Mm-hmm. Okay. What will you drive then?
No, I have to drive him to the the places he needs to practice volleyball.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two different places.
Oh, okay. And let me see. What else have we got? Well, we got Audubon tomorrow. What are they going to be talking about?
about the Blue Carbon. Remember, I went to
that's
the
right.
event.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
In mangroves. And she's gonna talk to us a little bit more about that and the importance of the Blue Carbon.
Okay.
And mangroves.
And on Thursday we got Amilcar Gotti, author, coming in to chat with us on Thursday.
And Alex is not coming because he's traveling.
Oh, that's right. He is, isn't he? Yes. Oh, so I'll have to look for some techie stories then. Okay. Oh, I'm going to have a lie down, yes. And I tell you what, you've done well today. I mean, Born on This Day in Music. You've got, what, four of them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, do you want to come and sit here and I'll go and sit over there? All right, let's start with your first one. What you got?
The first one is Ron Dante.
Okay.
He was born in 1945, singer, songwriter from the Archies. 1969 US and UK number one single, Sugar Sugar. I love that song.
Me too.
And the Cufflinks, 1969 UK number four single, Tracy.
Oh, I don't even know that one. I don't think I've ever heard. I don't think I've heard of the Cufflinks. I've kept them at arm's length.
Maybe you did, but I don't remember.
Well, I don't even remember what happened yesterday, for heaven's sake. Anyway, here's something for your coffee. Sugar, sugar. Sugar, sugar from the Archies. Timeless, that one, really, isn't it? Yes, we can sing along to that any time. And so, yeah, good one. And who's next on your list?
The next one was born in 1946. Martha Witham, Gary Pocket, and the Union Guard.
Yeah.
Who had the 1968 UK number one and UK number two single, Younger. As well as the hits Woman, Woman, Over You and Lady Willpower.
Exactly. And this I used to play in 1968. Yeah, on the radio.
Wow.
And doing it again now.
The secret of your youth. You led me to believe your only love, to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mind. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you.
There we go. So Gary Puckett and Union Gap and Young Girl. That brings back some memories.
Mm-hmm, another good one.
Yeah. See that little guy over there standing in front of the microphone pointing his finger?
Uh-huh.
That's when I used to play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the way back then, yeah. And a good friend of mine actually reminds me of a good friend I had back then. He was, because I was in the Air Force, mm-hmm. But the radio station we had sort of different, sort of mixed. Mm-hmm. I had a very good Army friend of mine, a guy called Barry Thurman. And he used to do a lot of soul music on the station. Great soul music.
Okay.
And I remember them because we sent a couple of cassettes mm-hmm. over to a radio station in the States
mm-hmm.
to see if they wanted to take us on.
Mm.
They said they would.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the Army. He was in the Army. I was in the Air Force. Do you think they were going to let us go to go and play music in the States? No, not really. No. So, yeah. But anyway... I mean, we've been doing this now 16 years, I mean.
Wow.
This program.
Mm-hmm.
And, considering it was something I wanted to do all the way back then, I'm doing it now.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
awesome.
It was one of the first things I did, and probably now going to be one of the last.
No.
Anyway, you've got a good collection this morning, yes? Mm-hmm. Some good ones. Who's your next one?
The next one is Ian Mitchell. He was born in 1958, of the 1970s pop group Bay City Rollers, who had the 1975 UK number one single Bye Bye Baby, plus 11 other UK top 20 singles, and the 1976 US number one single Saturday Night.
Mm. I mean, they were from Scotland.
Mm?
They were from Scotland.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, and they really dressed strange. I'll find a picture for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were very strange. Well,
oh, yeah?
I think we all were in around about 1976. Anyway, here we are. Bay City Rollers, Bye Bye Baby.
If you hate me after all I say,
I can't put it off. just gotta tell her anyway.
There we go, yes, the Bay City Rollers, Bye Bye Baby. I've just got a picture up here on the screen for Yasmin to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously in those days you couldn't buy trousers that were long enough. Because their trousers are about, sort of, what, 6 inches above their sort of ankles.
But they are wearing tennis shoes, and right now we are wearing tennis shoes.
Well, they're the same thing. They look like mm-hmm. Adidas, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They?
Yeah, but yeah, very, very strange. Well, they were Scottish. So, there's a picture of them here. This one was taken in 2015, this one, yes.
Uh-huh.
It says, the former 70s boy band City Rollers have announced a reunion nearly 30 years after splitting up. Yasmin says, it looks like they're in the Wallace.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. The thing is, time just goes so quickly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember them like that. As if it was yesterday, 1975.
Exactly.
Good grief. Yes. So there we go. Don't worry about it. You'll all get old eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you'll be looking back and saying, oh, weren't we strange? Weren't we strange in those days?
Yes.
And we still are. Yes. And you've got one more to come. This is good this morning.
Okay, yes. The last one is Ronald Orzabal. He was born in 1961. English musician, singer, songwriter from Tears for Fears, who scored the 1985 US number one and UK number two single Everybody Wants to Rule the World, plus over 12 other UK top 40 singles. Their second album, Songs from the Big Share, released in 1985, reaching number one on the US Billboard 200.
Brilliant, great track, this one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to rule the world?
Mm-hmm.
Putin?
Oh, yes. A lot of people.
I tell you what, not a job I would want.
Okay.
I would have trouble with a radio program, for heaven's sake.
Thank you.
There we go. It's a classic, isn't it, that one? Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And the music says here, the music critics praised Everybody Wants to Rule the World in their retrospective reviews, with some ranking the song among the decade's best, along with their other song, which was 1984's Shout, one of the band's signature tunes. An international success, the song peaked at number 2 in Ireland, Australia and the United Kingdom, and number 1 in Canada, New Zealand, and on both the US Billboard Hot 100 and Cashbox. It was certified gold by both Music Canada and the British Phonographic Industry. So, did well. Well done. Enjoy your part of the program?
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Busy this morning. Busy, mm-hmm. Busy, weren't you?
Maybe
yes.
Next time I can find 4 to...
Okay. I'll go and do something else for the rest of the day. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. All right, well, look, you enjoy the day. I got a couple of requests. Cedric's been on.
Okay.
And Cedric said, morning, Jerry. Could you play Winner Takes It All by ABBA, if possible, or Tomame O Dejame by Mosseadis.
Mosseadis.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely got this one. Winner Takes It All from ABBA for Cedric. Yes, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too, and everyone.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. Shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
There we go. For Cedric this morning, ABBA and A Winner Takes It All, and also a bonus for him this morning. Cedric, two for the price of one. And that is Tomame e Déjame, Mocedades. So there we go. That's brought us to, let me see, we're about 9 minutes away from top of the hour, 10 o'clock. I reckon we can squeeze one more in before we have to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Like this one. This is Adina Howard. Freak like me.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Yes, a freak like me. And that said, Adina Howard there. Well, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Been great being with you this morning. Back with you, of course, tomorrow. And all being well, we're going to have Andreas tomorrow. And also we'll be talking about Audubon in the last hour of tomorrow's program. Big thanks this morning. Of course, they go out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's back there now in El Valle. Big thanks to her for a checkup. They've been having some rain like the rest of us. And I tell you what, looking out of the studio window this morning, it's dull and gloomy out there. But we do need that rain. And then we do have a warning in force until tomorrow evening. Don't forget that. So a big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, and social media. And obviously, of course, this day in music. We had a great selection this morning. Four people born on this day, 22nd of August. And big thanks go to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, looking after Mum. And hopefully he's going to be back at the end of the year for a little while. So we'll be able to have him here with us in the studio. All being well, one morning he tells us all about his adventures. Big thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, who keep us up and running in the morning. To Isaac, especially, who's there bright and early. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Do stay tuned. Plenty of great programming going right through the day. And next up is 2 Chat SOSE with Gigi. So she'll be keeping you entertained. And, well, that's it then. Just really reminds me to tell you to be careful whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and when we get together tomorrow morning. And it's Wednesday already tomorrow, isn't it? When we get together tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Well, just do it carefully. Why? Well, it's quite simple. At 7 tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.